Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks and Kyle Newbeck. Here they come.
The Ringer has written something that has gotten under your skin. Taking a, a shot at Harden, basically?
Yeah, so, and I think it was a good article overall. Zach Cram wrote an article for The Ringer about, you know, the Sixers' improvement, and they look more like a normal good team. But he had a paragraph in here that I wanted to just pick out a little bit. Embiid doesn't have a true co-star to measure up against multi-star outfits like the Celtics, Bucks, and Nets. Harden is no longer a top 10 player in the NBA, let alone an MVP candidate. And so I just want to dwell on this for one second.
Okay.
None of the Celtics, Bucks, and Nets have a second player in the top 10 or an MVP candidate, right? Like,
correct.
Kevin Durant, MVP candidate, top 10 player. We both agree on that. Jason Tatum, MVP candidate, top 10 player, MVP candidate. Giannis Antetokounmpo, MVP candidate, top 10 player. Jaylen Brown, Kyrie Irving, and Chris Middleton are not on that level, right? Like, they're all top 25 players. They're not clearing either of those thresholds that are laid out there.
I'm not sure Chris Middleton is I know you're just throwing a 25 out there, but to kind of emphasize your point, Harden is better than Chris Middleton, I think. And I didn't feel that at the beginning of the year. Jaylen Brown, you can debate. You know, I think Harden does way more on the offensive end than Jaylen Brown does, but as an overall player, you can debate that. Kyrie, certainly we know what he can do. But to your point, to me, this sounds like something I would have written if I was only casually watching the Sixers and wasn't doing this pod with you. Like, I think he's underselling how good Harden has been this year.
And also, we saw Harden play with KD and Kyrie.
Yeah.
He was firmly the second best player on that team. And that was like a compromise version of Harden, right? Like, Kyrie had to take the back seat in the ball handling and all that to James Harden. James Harden ran that team. So to suggest that, like, I get it. Kyrie's a little younger. He's a more dynamic scorer, all that stuff. But like, to say that he's like not at Kyrie's level is just really silly, given that, one, they played together and we saw how that worked. Two, that Kyrie historically, like, if Kyrie's been the guy on the team, that dude has won jack shit without an all-time talent next to him.
Good point.
He leaves LeBron, goes to Boston. When he was available for the playoff series there, had like nuclear meltdowns in the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Celtics, after he gets hurt, go on a run, beat the Sixers in 2018. He leaves the team. They get even better. They have another meltdown in Brooklyn last year when he's there for half the year. Like, to suggest that the Brooklyn Nets have like a better number two than James Harden is kind of silly. That, like, I get it. Kyrie is an ultra talented guy, but he's also an absolute wing nut. Like, I don't know how you could trust him in any way that really matters. So, you know, I take issue with that, not because I think that James Harden is on like a completely different level than these guys, but to say that he's a level below all those guys, that's just totally unfair to what he has done this year, the level of production he's offering. Like, to say it with the Bucks specifically, Chris Middleton hasn't played like most of this year. Yeah. So you're comparing it to a theoretical guy who's going to play. And in that sense, even Kyrie is like a theoretical guy because we don't know what's going to happen with him. He might decide he's going to be anti-Semitic or racist to somebody else, or there's a new vaccine that he won't take, or, you know, he's got to attend to a family issue and miss like 2 weeks of the season. Like, I don't know what the hell that guy's going to do.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. So if you removed Giannis, Tatum, Embiid, and KD from their teams, I think the Sixers might be the best of those four teams. Just in terms of having somebody that can carry them. Like, because to your point, when Kyrie's been on his own, they've been hot garbage. Chris Middleton can't carry a team on his own. Brown, we could debate. I think that one's a little more interesting. But I think Harden, to your point, like if the point of the paragraph is to say that basically he doesn't have the running mate that other teams do, he's basically saying that he doesn't have someone he can count on if he's not playing well. But I would argue that if all four of those guys left their teams, Harden is the one you would want to have as your number two, because he will be able to most carry the players around him.
So I think it might be Milwaukee, but it's such a theoretical. The only reason I say that is, and I think better? Middleton is, I think Middleton's probably quote unquote the worst of those guys, but I think the structure there is better suited to win without Giannis. Like they have a Brook Lopez who, you know, he's a very good interior defender. They would have Drew Holiday as the second guy in the backcourt that, he's hot and cold as an offensive player, but at least like you're getting two-way play out of him every single night. So, but to your point, like, look, I don't think that he is, if you took all those guys out, I don't think he's like a level below any of those guys, let alone like multiple levels. So I think, and again, I'm not trying to shit on Zach Graham too hard. Cause
you know, no, look, man, he
watches a lot of basketball, blah, blah, blah. But like, yeah. I think that's a little bit ignorant of how good Harden's been.